News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Horror underground in New York City. A subway F train was headed to the end of the line in Brooklyn.
As the train pulled into the station, the suspect calmly walked up to the victim, who was in a seated position at the end of a subway car. The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the victim, asleep when attacked, died at the scene. A 33-year-old suspect, identified as a migrant from Guatemala who entered the U.S. 6 years ago, was arrested after several high schoolers called the cops. Police say it does not appear the suspect and the victim knew each other. Man charged in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson due in court today in Manhattan. 26-year-old Luigi Mangione expected to be arraigned on murder and terror charges. Panama's president vowing to resist any attempt by the U.S. to regain control of the Panama Canal. President-elect Trump accuses Panama of violating terms of the agreement that saw the U.S. surrender control of the strategic waterway.
When President Jimmy Carter foolishly gave it away for $1 during his term in office, it was solely for Panama to manage and not for China or any other country to manage. You see what's going on there?
Communist China now heavily invested in the canal, an engineering marvel that was built by the U.S. back in the early 20th century. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan advancing plans to merge, creating the world's third largest automaker. Christmas just around the corner and no end in sight to the strike targeting online retail giant Amazon. In fact, the walkout has been growing in recent days. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 27 points. The Nasdaq futures 51 points higher. S&P futures up 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I want you to be realistic about December. We're going to have lots of treats, lots of temptations. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. But look, don't stuff treats, meats, and dishes into your mouth without Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you should not skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I get right because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December crash. Get Balance of Nature today. Use the discount code Mike G. Sign up as a new customer and we're going to get you 35% off plus free shipping and their money back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my promo code Mike G. Come on, join me on the Balance of Nature story. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code Mike G. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 35% off plus free shipping from Balance of Nature.
It's 6:03 and time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading north this morning early from White Marsh out to Harford County, there had been a wreck right around 5:40, and it was a tractor-trailer involved. Most of this is going to be on the shoulder northbound above Callington Avenue towards the Harford County line, and a heads-up southbound as well. Just in case you're traveling through there, not going to be a big deal right now. The big wreck overnight was in Curtis Bay, and at one point, a couple of medic units were there. They're still cleaning up Pennington Avenue at Church Street. Other than that, all the major interstates good to go this morning. Very quiet right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Blue skies, cold temperatures. That is how we start off this Monday. 34 today. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory in the morning. Light snow, freezing rain possible before it dries out. In the afternoon, 44 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
It's 16 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. All state agencies and offices are now closed Tuesday. Governor Moore made the announcement over the weekend. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and the governor said he wants state employees to spend more time with their loved ones. The governor is grateful that Congress is supporting the rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Both sides of the aisle came to an agreement over the weekend to keep the federal government open. The deal also included funding for the bridge that was knocked down in March. Fire investigators looking for a suspect they believe threw a Molotov cocktail through a broken window of an Edgewood auto shop late Saturday night. The incident happened about 11:46 p.m. at Precision Tune Auto Care on Pulaski Highway. The blaze cost an estimated $5,000 in damage. Now, here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 577. Pick 4, 7759. At 6:04, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dine on Sports is up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Huge win, but a quick turnaround for the Ravens as they dispatched the Steelers Saturday night at the stadium, 34-27. Play of the game, as I'm sure you know, was turned in by that Ravens defense.
Play fake. Wilson, pressure. Pass again.
Kevin Burkhardt and had the call on Fox. The pick six by Marlon Humphrey turned the game into a rout. 34-17 was the final. The Ravens breaking an 8-loss-and-9-game streak against the Steelers and tie Pittsburgh for the lead in the AFC North. And now the turnaround, the Texans on Christmas Day. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
You know, the win was a good win, you know, so there's a good feeling about that. We're happy with that, but there's really no time to dwell on it too much. We made the corrections from the game, which there were plenty to make, and all eyes are on Wednesday night.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Lions hit 13 wins for the first time in franchise history, 34-17 over the Bears, and the Commanders strike with 6 seconds left to play. Jaden Daniels to Jameson Crowder from 9 yards out, 36-33 the final. Daniels 5 touchdown passes. Jalen Hurts knocked out with a concussion. The Eagles' 10-game winning streak is over. Coming up at 6:35, hail to the thief. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America and guest host on WCBM. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and the privilege to be with you this morning. You may be just waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work, exercising, enjoying your first cup of coffee with the scent of a holiday candle in the background, or perhaps walking your dog. Whatever it is you're doing, let's have a conversation, because whatever is on your mind is on my mind as we explore our topics this morning. Remember, talk radio is the senior medium at media, and it is the only media
where if there is something on your mind, you can call me. Thus, it is the theater of the mind which engages our brain. So when you call this morning, give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. The lovely voice you will hear will be our beautiful and talented producer, Kirsten Hagrick, who I think, if I heard correctly, makes one unbelievable pound cake. We could talk about so many of the insane current events and issues that are going on today. However, I think there are times when we need to reflect on the founding of our nation and that of our founding fathers, because remember, they gave us an incredible gift. And as we enter the season of Christmas and Hanukkah, I think that what we need to do every now and again is reflect upon the incredible gift of our founding fathers, because remember, they pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor so we could have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. With that, I would like to go into something that I find very near and dear to my heart, which again was our founding fathers in Philadelphia that summer when they were debating the Declaration of Independence and which way our country might go, because there were so many things going on and none of them knew where they would be after they made the decision as to whether or not to get complete independence from the crown. And it reminds me of something that is very relevant, and it always has been. Since the beginning of time and recorded history, humans have been at war, first with the members of their own family, then their own countrymen, and finally with nations at large. The catalyst, perhaps, is the fallen angel who left and God, and when he fell, he fell and fell with pride. So with that in mind, after we get into some traffic and weather, we're going to play a couple of clips that I think are very relevant regarding our founding fathers and everything that they went through to get us to where we are today. So the other thing is that we want to get in today is education. Education is something that, as we know, through the year has changed so dramatically from the founding of community education. The entire purpose originally was so that everyone in our nation could read the Bible. But it is completely changed, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we go to right after we go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at Annapolis right now. Good trip there at Stevensville. Looking at the traffic coming onto the Bay Bridge, primarily westbound. Most of the traffic in the morning is on the westbound side, but everybody eastbound is clear as well. It's a good trip right now from there. We're okay all the way over towards I-97. No delays, no big problems on the Beaverton Parkway. Heads up, they're working on the wreck, I-95, as you're traveling around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So between Mountain Road and White Marsh Boulevard, there may be some impact there, especially now on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Very, very good. Thank you very much, Chuck. Today, it'll be sunny, cold, high 34. Sunny, so it's a great day to go for a walk. Overnight temps will be in the upper 20s. Tomorrow a.m., possible winter weathery advisory, but hey, tis the season for light snow and freezing rain. Clear by the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is going to be 44, so it will seem like a heat wave, comparatively speaking. So, again, we're getting back to our founding fathers and everything that they went through. And when I think about that, I think about John Adams. John Adams gave a very passionate speech prior to the vote for Declaration of Independence. And I'd like to for you to hear that right now. So let's go to cut one, please.
The president recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future. But where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
The pounding of the canes, as you heard at the end, was the approval. So what was gift number one? The hope for a republic of laws, not men. And how few, have ever had the opportunity to create a government for themselves, of the people, for the people, by the people. These are all things that we need to continually think about and talk about because, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, they are slowly slipping away. And if we do not, as citizens of the United States, keep this dream, he used the word hope, right? If we do not keep the dream and the hope through faith going, then we will just dissipate into what so many other countries have. I mean, let's look at just yesterday, a Guatemalan national arrested for burning a woman to death in New York on the subway and then just watching her die. So here, apparently, the woman was asleep on the subway. Probably, maybe she was going to work. Maybe she was shopping. I don't know what she was doing. But she was simply living her life in what is supposed to be the freest nation in the world. And now she is no longer with us. When we get back, we'll go to Claude, who wants to talk about this and being kind. But right now, we're going to go to break, so we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Attention, all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now, for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they are the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
The Great One, Mark Levin, is on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The reason this is being held in Philadelphia, in my humble opinion, is because she was going to pick this guy Shapiro. And she started to think about it. And then she realized that could be a dangerous path. I cannot pick a prominent Jewish governor of Pennsylvania. I can't do it. Her political calculation was no Jew. That's it.
Mark Levin, weeknights 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. If you enjoy what you're hearing this morning, please let WCBM know. But most importantly, again, this is a conversation between you and I. So give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680 because I want to talk to you. The key is what everything that we're talking about this morning has to do with us, our history, and where we're going in the future. But right now, we're going to go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker. Let it rip, superstar Whitaker.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. There's a new wreck southbound on the VW Parkway near Route 32, and it looks like there may be an impact already with the traffic moving south from Route 100 and down through that area. So we're going to check on that. City police and fire just went out to a wreck. They're over on the west side, Fulton Avenue at Gwynns Falls Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. See you in a few. Today it's going to be sunny, cold, high 34. Now the key is there's no wind, so it's going to be sunny and cold, but get out there and walk, do something. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 20s, that'll be brisk. Another nice opportunity to get out and get active. Tomorrow in the AM, we will have a winter weathery advisory for light snow, freezing rain mix. Again, 'tis the season, but after that, in the afternoon, high 44. So let's go to the calls. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus. Claude, you'd like to talk about how people should be kinder and help each other. I love it. Go ahead, Claude.
Well, let's say this, okay? I was a firefighter for 20 years, volunteer, in Baltimore County. I knew Jimmy Malone very well, who passed away, great guy. And what we've seen out here every day on these streets, I've seen people hurt. I've seen all kinds of stuff here. So every Christmas, there's a lot of suicides because people are going through a lot. There's some people ain't got nobody. And I go out and I try to help somebody, like a homeless person, give them a blanket or something. Something with kindness. Because Christmas is the season to give, not to receive.
Amen.
And a lot of people don't understand that. And, but, like, you know, a lot of people say we celebrate Christmas, but we really shouldn't be celebrating it. We should be celebrating our Lord, but
yes.
Not Christmas.
Yes.
But a lot of people get it confused.
No, Claude, you're spot on. That's why when I have the opportunity and the privilege to host here on WCBM, I start every show off with a prayer. Because, Claude, you are spot on, my friend. We are one nation under God, and we have the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Christmas is about giving. And it's not necessarily what we've been programmed to do, Claude, which is the commercial giving. It's about maybe, we don't know what the situation is with that guy on the corner who's asking for a dollar. And like you said, you gave someone a blanket. You were a volunteer fireman for how many years?
20.
20 years. Claude, I'll bet that you and I could probably sit here this morning for an hour and you could tell me stories about around the holidays where you help people, so on and so forth. So I always say, blessed are the peacemakers and those who will lay down their lives for their brother because they are children of God. I mean, anything else this morning, Claude?
Well, I would tell you a story if I had time, but on a Christmas down on the Eastern Shore, when I was a member of the fire department down there, this lady's house burnt up. And we couldn't get no donations.
And how, like, wait, Claude, hold on. How long ago was this?
This was about 15 years ago.
15 years ago, lady's house burns to the ground and you can't get donations. Go ahead, continue with the story.
Well, we couldn't get no donations. So what I did, I went out and went to the Star Democrat and whatnot, and put an ad on the thing and went to all the stores and said, listen, we participate up here on the Eastern Shore. We buy stuff from these stores like Home Depot and all this, Lowe's. And we made them feel so bad that they gave us lumber, sheetrock, and we put this lady's house back together, a bunch of firefighters.
You know, it's amazing. You just said a very profound statement. You had to guilt them into making donations for their fellow man. And again, this is why I am so passionate about our history, Claude, because right. Everything about our history of the great United States of America from the time of the Pilgrims was about what, Claude? Sacrificing.
Vices.
And helping, and as you said, Claude, so wonderfully, was being kind to our brothers and sisters.
You know, people need to.
Yeah, it's Claude, I mean, think about it. You simply gave a blanket to a cold person. It's, again, what Jesus taught us. So any parting thoughts, Claude, as I have to move on?
Sure. Actually, just Google my name, Man with Ambulance Helps Homeless, and there's a story about me.
Hold on. Say that again. You said it really fast.
If you Google Man with Ambulance Helps Homeless in Baltimore, there's a story all about me.
Man with Ambulance Helps Homeless. We will do that, Claude. Claude, I am wishing you and your family a very wonderful and blessed Christmas, and I truly appreciate you calling, Claude. Go ahead.
Tell Kim to give Olivia a pair of toy handcuffs so she can stop arresting Pat McDonough.
you can call Kim back at 9 a.m. and let her know that yourself. But God bless you, sir, and thank you so much. And, Claude, thank you very much for your service to the community.
Oh, you're welcome. And my heart goes out to Jimmy Malone's family.
Amen, brother. Take care.
Amen, brother.
Bye-bye. All right, we're getting ready to come up on the bottom of the news, but I want to thank Claude, the bottom of the hour, for news with Jill Powell. But I want to thank Claude this morning for taking the time. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about. You and I sitting across the table from each other and simply talking about what's on our mind, what the holiday season means to us. It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, it's all about giving. And when it's the adrenaline of opening gifts and all that is great, but think about it. It happens typically for maybe a couple of hours and whatever, and then, you know, the little kids are playing with the wrappers or the boxes or what have you. But again, I want to know your profound stories about Christmas and Hanukkah. Now let's go to news with Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Governor Moore has announced all state agencies will be closed tomorrow on Christmas Eve. The governor says he made the gesture so state employees can spend more time with their loved ones. Elevated levels of Legionella bacteria have been found at three Baltimore City courthouses. The city has recommended the courthouses be closed for cleaning, system maintenance, and other mitigation efforts. The mayor's office said in a statement the closures were made out of abundance of caution and are not required by the state health department. Baltimore police investigating a shooting that occurred last night in the 300 block of North Utah Street. A 30-year-old female victim walked into a hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Anyone with information is urged to contact investigators or Metro Crime Solvers. Governor Moore received a Bronze Star Friday evening for his military service in Afghanistan. The honor comes months after Moore admitted he incorrectly claimed 18 years ago that he had received the award. The ceremony took place at the governor's mansion in Annapolis. Fire investigators are searching for whoever is responsible for breaking a window at an Edgewood auto shop and throwing a Molotov cocktail into the business. It happened Saturday night, shortly before midnight. The fire caused moderate damage to Precision Tune Auto Care on Pulaski Highway. And the Ravens are headed to the playoffs after a big win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Governor Moore was in the house to experience the victory on Saturday. WCBM News Time, 6:31. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman.
I forgot a whole stack of paper.
463-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 577, and pick 4, 7759. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather now on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had a report of an accident on the BW Parkway southbound near Route 32. And again, we've been kind of looking around to see exactly what was going on there. Looking at the interchange there, I don't see a major backup, but it looks like it could be a little bit slow southbound on the parkway. So we'll keep an eye on that. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway is a little bit slow already towards Route 29 and around to the Mormon Temple. City Police with a wreck on the west side, Fulton Avenue at Queens Falls Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blue skies, cold temperatures, that is how we start off this Monday. 34 today. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory in the morning. Light snow, freezing rain possible before it dries out. In the afternoon, 44 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Nothing the Ravens did on Saturday night was overwhelming, but the result was indeed spectacular as Baltimore powered their way to a resounding 34-17 win over the Steelers. Ravens rushed for 220 yards, won the turnover battle, and committed only two penalties for 10 yards in the win, snapping a string of eight losses in the last nine games to Pittsburgh. Post-game comments, first from Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on Derrick Henry.
We got a great runner, so it starts with that. And the ability to come downhill was important to us in this game. And our ability to get a couple scheme things that took some of their pursuit out of it. So I thought that was really clever of our coaches.
The king on beating Pittsburgh.
You got to bring it every time you play these guys. You know, but you know, we don't try to make it so much about like the rivalry. We try to focus on us and what we need to do. You know, we play the way we know how, then, you know, we give ourselves a chance.
Meanwhile, in the Steeler locker room, Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin on where his team fell short.
You got to control the run, the line of scrimmage. The turnover game is always significant in matchups like this, and we failed in both areas, and so when you do that, you should expect to lose.
Quarterback Russell Wilson on not all is lost.
You know, we can't let a tough game like this, you know, take us into a negative state of mind, because there's a lot more to play for and a lot more we're searching for, and we can still win the North. There's still a lot of opportunity there, too, as well.
The teams are now tied at 10-5, but if both win out, the Steelers do have the common opponent's tiebreaker, and they indeed would win the AFC North. D3 college football playoffs over the weekend. Johns Hopkins' run is over. The Blue Jays were beaten by Mount Union 45-37 in a national semifinal. In the other semifinal, North Central of Illinois was way too much for Susquehanna. 66-0, the tremendous season for Josh Ehrlich, the son of Governor Bob Ehrlich, is over. College basketball, how about the Terps on Saturday?
Gillespie behind the back to Miguel from deep, putting on a show here in Brooklyn.
ACC Network with the call, and what a show indeed it was. 87-60 over Syracuse in the Gotham Classic. Celton Miguel, 16 of his 24 in the first half to lead four Terps in double digits. Point guard Jacoby Gillespie is the real deal. 17 points, 11 dimes. Julian Reese from St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Terps are 10-2. They have UMES on Saturday. Local college basketball, Towson takes care of Bryant, 70-65 at the TU Arena. Morgan State beaten at Iowa 99-72. Saturday, UMBC fell in overtime to Marist 73-70. Hampton beats Loyola 76-68. Coppin gets its first win of the year 68-60 over Navy. And on the ice, the Caps get a weekend sweep. 3-1 in both games over the Hurricanes on Friday night. The Kings last night. Caps lead the Metro by 1 point over the Devils, but have 3 games in hand. The time now is 6:37. When we return, hail to the thief.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
First of all, Jeff, I just want to thank you for filling in for those guys.
My pleasure.
Well, no, it's my pleasure, actually, because I'm sick of those guys. I've been with them for 5 months now, since August.
I will take that as a tremendous compliment, Gary. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hey, the teaser here is about Ricky Henderson, the great Ricky Henderson, I should say. The baseball world was stunned over the weekend by the death of Ricky Henderson. He passed away at the age of 65 because of complications from pneumonia. Nicknamed the Man of Steel, that's S-T-E-A-L, played 25 seasons in the major leagues, AL MVP, two-time World Series champion. The greatest, one of the great quotes in baseball history, once asked if he thought that Henderson was a Hall of Famer, the famed baseball statistician Bill James once said, "If you split Ricky Henderson in two, you would have two Hall of Famers."
Amen.
And
Amen.
He was a tremendous player. A little bit of an ego, I might add. But a tremendous player.
You know, back then, the egos stuck out a lot more, I think, Gary. I don't know if you'd agree with this or not, but I think that the egos were stuck out a lot more back then than they do now, because there seems to be a lot more egos now.
Well, I think that, yes, I think they did stick out back then, and I think his stuck out perhaps more than anyone else. But there was a good reason for that.
Yes.
And that was because he was a game changer.
He was.
He was a baseball changer. I mean, the way he played the game was truly unbelievable.
It truly was, and may God rest his soul. He's on his way to see our Father in heaven. Now, I didn't get to see the Ravens game on Saturday evening because my son went to the game, and I had the joy of watching his German Shepherd with my German Shepherd, and I was getting ready for the show, but he told me that Justin Tucker shined.
He did, yeah. Had a 51-yard
field. Talk about that a little bit.
Kind of quieted down the furor. Over Justin Tucker.
Yeah. The funny thing was, not to interrupt you, but the funny thing was my son, whose name is Sander, told me, he said, "Dad, you could have heard a pin drop stadium when he was getting prepared to kick." And I said, you know, Sander, when you really think about it, the challenges that Justin Tucker has had as of late, that almost could have played into his psyche as well, because, you know, normally there is some kind of noise when Mr. Consistent is ready to kick a field goal. But, hey, he came through, and he came through with a 51-yarder.
51-yarder. So a little. So an interesting sidebar to that. So I'm up in the press box during the game. So you can hear a pin drop there all the time. Okay.
Okay.
But the point is, that was a situation where everybody in the stadium, in the press, in the stands, they all had the same thing on their mind at the exact same time.
Yes.
Focused in on, can he make this kick? And he did, and he came through, and maybe that's a good portent of the next 2 weeks. We'll see what happens.
You know what? You're spot on, and the great ones always seem to shine exactly when they truly need to. So Justin Tucker's a great guy. It's a wonderful. We know the Ravens had a little struggle there for a while this season, but it looks like things might be turning around, and now everything gets exciting.
Now it gets real.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Gary.
You got it.
See you in a bit. All right, let's get back to the show here. Thank you very much, Gary, for sports. We've got Mark on the line. So, Mark, good morning. Welcome to WCBM. And you'd like to talk about how much education has changed since you were in school a couple of years ago.
First of all, good morning and shalom. I also want to wish you all your listeners a happy Hanukkah. The holiday starts this coming Wednesday night. At sunset, and the 8-day festival goes through Thursday during the day the following week, January 2nd. And also, I just want to say Mazel Tov to the Baltimore Ravens for winning and getting to the playoffs.
Amen. Amen.
For starters. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. When I'm originally from Washington, D.C., the city. I'm a native Washingtonian. When I went to public schools way back when, I graduated in class in 1979. That's way back when.
Mark. That's not that far back, because you and I are probably about the same age, and I really don't know what my age is supposed to feel like, but 1979 is not that far, Mark. So go ahead, buddy.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, anyway, when I was going to school, we were learning American history. I took American civics in 11th grade. We studied the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. We actually memorized at that point the preamble to the Constitution. We studied the whole aspect of history, the Lewis and Clark expedition in 1804, the Common Era. We studied everything that had to do with history all the way through at that point in the 60s and 70s, the space age and so forth. Today, I don't know, outside of the Jewish day schools or any other private schools for that matter, if they study American history or American government or social studies or anything like that.
All right, Mark, do me a favor. Don't hang up. Hold the thought. I've got to go to traffic and weather. Let's go to Chuck Whitaker with traffic.
I'll hold. Thank you.
Hang tight.
The Outer Loop West Side is still clear. We're looking at it right here at Liberty Road. As a matter of fact, the Beltway on both sides still in good shape. But on the top side, on the Outer Loop between 83 and the JFX, there's a tractor trailer
that had broken down, kind of crowding the right lane. So it might get busy right there because 83 and the Beltway all merge there and then head over to the JFX. Still looking, but I don't see any backup there. Your report was about 20 minutes ago, BW Parkway southbound at Route 32. There might still be an incident there. City police had to wreck Fulton Avenue, Winds Falls Parkway. And about 45 minutes ago, there had been an incident on 95 northbound near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, real quick, I must say I've always enjoyed your wrestling stories from the 70s and the 80s. I get the biggest kick out of that.
Back in the days of Calvin Cage match.
Yeah, Calvin Cage, Haystacks Calhoun. That's why when I introduced you the first time, I called you Superstar after the late, great Superstar Billy Graham.
Yep, Calvin Cage match used to come on. He used to go to the wrestling matches with us, and he would come on Monday on one of the stations and give a report as to what happened.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I actually also, I think that at one point, WCBM on the weekends had a wrestling show.
I don't doubt it. They still have one every morning now.
Yes, they do, and I'm sitting in for those two characters.
Yeah, see? It's good to have a little break from those guys. It gives my brain a chance to relax.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Sounds good, sir.
All right, man. Take care. Okay, the weather. Today, it's going to be sunny, cold, high 34. Again, that's warm enough. There's no wind. Get out and stretch your legs and take a walk or whatever. Overnight temps are going to be in the upper 20s. Tomorrow a.m., where we may see a winter weather advisory with light snow, freezing rain. Clear by the afternoon, high 44. So whatever may happen in the morning should be gone, and it'll be a beautiful afternoon. But let's go back to Mark. Mark and I were talking about the difference between education now and education back when Mark was in school. So, Mark, go ahead. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you very much.
In other
words,
welcome.
The point is, in other words, when we were going to school, the only bad situation you had were people who were cutting class and, were chewing gum and so forth. Today, it's gotten to be violent. It's gotten to be all kinds of things I'm not going to mention over there because it is so sad and horrible. I just one thing is it made me proud of the fact that that during my senior year in high school, as a matter of fact, I still have the trophy. I was even selected as the homecoming king.
Yeah, congratulations.
We had football rivalry, football. Yes, I did. Yes.
No, that's great.
That is correct. Today, homecoming means, unfortunately, shootings, and homecoming means funerals and all that. This is the big difference.
Well, you know what, Mark? You're making a great point. Talk about homecomings and funerals. Holy smokes. What was it, last week we just saw a bunch of teenagers run a car into a funeral home, and then they got out and started, the ones that survived got out and started shooting at each other?
I didn't even know. What funeral home was this?
It was a funeral home in Towson right off of Lock Raven Boulevard. There was a high-speed chase. The one car lost control, ran into the Johnson Funeral Home there right on Lock Raven in Joppa, exploded. I don't know how many died because when to be honest with you, Mark, when I hear these stories anymore, I just turn my head. And, where you and I are talking about education, I'm going to get into this in a little bit, and I would like to know your thought on this, because you've brought up some wonderful points this morning. I've got an article here from Buena Vista High School in Vista, California, and I'm going to get into it as time permits, about a high school math teacher who forces high school math, Mark, this isn't drama class, this isn't whatever class, this is math. High school math teacher forces students to role play coming out is gay or lesbian. Mark, what do you think about that in high school?
No way.
I mean, again, you brought up some wonderful points. We learned about the Constitution. We learned about the Bill of Rights. We learned about the Declaration. You said that, and I think it was wonderful, you said that you had to memorize the preamble. Go ahead, Mark.
And remember, we didn't even really have computers these days. Those days, or anything like that. Some of us use slide rules. I use my brain, okay?
Amen.
Period. Because that's,
No drugs, no alcohol, none of that going on. We were very serious. Today, I'm not sure what they're doing, and it just sat all around when you just talked about running into a funeral home, no respect for the dead or anything like that. I thank you for bringing all these points, and also
you're very welcome.
Thank you as part of the Jewish community. We're thankful for religious freedom because we're only 2% of the American population, you know, religious liberty, you know, and I know it's going to be, you know, with your holidays can be over dramatizing of our just a simple days of Hanukkah and everything like that. But we have the Hanukkah as the light of, you know, dedication or the light of, you know, the light the way, as you can understand with your lights and so forth.
Of course,
so we're thankful for the privilege of being having the freedom and so forth in this country to worship as we follow, you know, in our own Jewish religious dictates. So we appreciate that. And I just want to wish you all shalom and only true shalom and peace. Whoever we are.
Amen, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. Peace and prosperity to you as well. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, Mark, I mean, what a great conversation. And this actually is going to lead me into this story. And again, good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald. I am president of the Patriot Club of America. It is my privilege to have the opportunity to be your host this morning on WCBM, and I'd love to hear from you because this is simply a conversation between you and I, so give me a call like Mark did at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. We've got two great guests coming up in the 7 o'clock hour and in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about education, the role of the church, the role of faith in our society, how they play such a major role. But let's get back to this this story as soon as I want to get into this as soon as we go to the break, and we'll be right back.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The Sean Hannity Show.
One thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for majority leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ah, the joy of Christmas music. Some people think we start too early, but my golly, some of the incredible hymns are fantastic, and I think that that's another conversation to have also. And we're going to talk about this math teacher doing role-playing right after we go to superstar Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
295. If there was a wreck here earlier at Route 32, it's not causing any problems. Looking at the cameras back at Hanover Road and also Route 100, and no major impact there. Just a heads up again that we're working on a wreck. A tractor trailer was involved. I-95, if you're going north and southbound in the area of the Harford County and the Baltimore County line, it looks like the tractor trailer may have gotten started and cleared from the outer loop. It was broken down between 83 and the JFX. City police still out there with a wreck on the west side at Gwynns Falls Parkway at Fulton Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a little while. Again, weather today, sunny, cold, high 34, overnight temps in the upper 20s, a bit chilly, but that's okay. Tis the season. Tomorrow a.m., we may have a winter weathery advisory for light snow and a freezing rain mix. But the good news is, once that's done, if it happens, it'll be clear in the afternoon with a high of 44. So, we are talking about the high school math teacher who forces students to role play as coming out gay or lesbian. Again, this is high school math in Buena Vista, California. So imagine, if you will, a high school math class, a subject that should concern itself with equations, geometry, and algebra, turning into a bizarre theater of ideological pageantry. Now look, if this strikes your fancy, please give me a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to get wild. Students were instructed to stand in a circle and role play as gay or lesbian as they begin their coming out process. Oh, and they were forbidden to talk for the rest of the activity. Yes, this happened in a math class, the same math class where students were are presumably meant to learn how to calculate interest, rates, analyze statistics, or balance equations. Now, what does that do? That prepares our young students for life and life skills, not coming out regarding their sexuality. And speaking of coming out regarding what have you, I want to get back to our founding. And we had John Adams' speech about a free country prior to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. I think that the actual vote is very profound. And right now, I want to dovetail the John Adams speech, and I want you to listen to the intensity in Philadelphia when our founding fathers took that vote for independence.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states, and that all political connection between them and the country of Great Britain is, and of a right ought to be, totally dissolved.
New Hampshire,
New Hampshire,
vote yes.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island votes yes.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts votes yes.
New York.
New York has yet to receive new instructions from its Constituent Assembly. We therefore respectfully abstain.
Connecticut.
Connecticut votes yes.
New Jersey.
New Jersey votes yes.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania votes yes.
Delaware.
Delaware votes yes.
Virginia. Virginia votes yes. Maryland.
Maryland votes yes.
North Carolina.
North Carolina votes yes.
South Carolina.
South Carolina votes yes.
Georgia.
Georgia votes yes.
The vote stands. 12-4 independents. None against. With one abstention. Resolution carries.
Notice the silence at the end of the vote, because Ben Franklin said, we must all hang together or we will all hang separately. These men pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor so that we would be free and independent. And here I sit with you on Monday morning staring at an article that talks about high school math teacher forces students to role play coming out as gay or lesbian. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this coming up.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It was somewhat Reagan-esque in its upbeat tone. President-elect Trump telling a packed house in Phoenix over the weekend that America's best days are just up ahead.
For all of us standing before you today, I can proudly proclaim that the golden age of America is upon us. It is. It's going to be a golden age. There's a spirit that we have now that we didn't have just a short while ago.
Among other things, Mr. Trump suggests he may try to regain control of the U.S.-built Panama Canal. He also vows to start dealing with the border crisis on day one of his second term. New York City's police commissioner calls it one of the most depraved crimes that one could commit. A 33-year-old illegal alien from Guatemala is in custody after allegedly setting a fellow subway passenger on fire, then calmly watching as the victim perished. The female victim was asleep when randomly attacked. High-profile New York murder case takes another turn today.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is expected to be arraigned today in a Manhattan court on state murder and terror charges. That case, brought by the Manhattan DA, will run parallel to his federal case. Mangione was formally charged last week by the DA with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. His court appearance was preempted by federal prosecutors bringing their own charges that could carry the possibility of the death penalty. Julie Walker, New York.
Several people hurt after a couple of small drones collided midair, falling into the crowd at a weekend Christmas show in downtown Orlando. The FAA is investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 110 points. NASDAQ futures 31 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
It's 7:03 and time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Attack on a crowded Christmas market in Germany.
People are wondering how it was possible that this route into the market that was left open for emergency services didn't have a barrier that would prevent other cars from entering it here. There are also questions about the suspect himself. There are reports coming in that there had been warnings about him, not least from the Saudi authorities. German officials have said that some of these warnings weren't specific enough to be investigated.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. Britain's economy is still struggling. The latest government statistics show the UK's economy flatlined in the third quarter, no growth July through September. It was previously estimated the economy grew by 0.1%. Revised survey data, though, shows weaker business for bars and restaurants in the UK. News and analysis, townhall.com.
And now here's Chuck Whitaker with an update on traffic and weather.
We're cruising on the Beltway this morning. So far, so good. Everybody's in good stead. The weather is good, so we're fine right now, both on the inner and the outer loop through the area. Very quiet on the JFX if you have to come downtown early. Right now, we're clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Again, the reminder, it looks like they may still be in the area of that wreck, I-95, up around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. And right now, the lanes are clear. Most of the traffic is southbound, but we're open and good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blue skies, cold temperatures, that is how we start off this Monday. 34 today. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory in the morning. Light snow, freezing rain possible before it dries out. In the afternoon, 44 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 15 degrees in Pikesville. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. All state agencies and offices are now closed Tuesday. Governor Moore made the announcement over the weekend. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and the governor says he wants state employees to spend more time with their loved ones. Fire investigators are looking for a suspect they believe threw a Molotov cocktail through a broken window of an Edgewood auto shop late Saturday night. The incident happened about 12 near midnight at Precision Tune Auto Care on Pulaski Highway. Baltimore police looking for four juveniles who allegedly carjacked a man Saturday night in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1700 block of North Milton Avenue about 9 p.m. The victim said the juveniles had a gun and a knife on them. The assailants took off in the victim's car. And Governor Moore is grateful that Congress is supporting the rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Both sides of the aisle came to an agreement over the weekend to keep the federal government open. Now, here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 577, pick 4, 7759. I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Dino Sports is up next.
Milestones are important moments in all of our lives that bring our family together or at times test their strength. What milestones are you celebrating this year? Are you a new grandparent, recently married, newly retired? Whatever goals you've achieved, now's the time to protect them. Stouffer Legal is here to help ensure you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our valuable estate planning insights can help protect and preserve what's most important to you. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives. We look forward to hearing from you and learning more about your family's story. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
From Russell Wilson and the Steelers to C.J. Stroud and the Texans. So it goes for the playoff-bound Ravens as they look to finish with a flourish and perhaps even the AFC North title. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on the quickly maturing Texans quarterback.
He's just a super talented guy. I remember watching him at Ohio State. He'd make all those outside-breaking routes on the dime, on the sideline, and just got a strong arm. He's very accurate. Quick release. Makes a lot of tight window throws to his receivers, ironically to a Michigan guy, Nico Collins.
Ravens beat Stroud and the Texans twice last year in CJ's NFL debut in week one of the regular season and then in the AFC playoffs. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, how in the world did the Commanders do that?
Second and goal, 10 seconds. Daniels fires end zone! Touchdown!
Perfect word from Joe Davis with the call on Fox. Despite five turnovers, Jaden Daniels with five touchdown passes. His magical mystery tour continues in D.C. with 6 seconds to play. D.C., the Commanders beat the Eagles 36-33. Coming up at 7:35, a flat start for the 12-team playoff. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with warm hot chocolate waiting for you during the holiday season at Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills. With easy check-in using their digital key, just download their Hilton Honors app, whether it's a holiday party or a get-together for drinks at the grill. You can wake up to a fresh, made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to Laura Luby in the sales department for your upcoming holiday event. Call the Hilton Garden Inn Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn Owings Mills to make your holiday bright. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, patriot like you. And if you're up at nine past the hour, that means that you're ready to roll. I want to again thank WCBM for the opportunity and privilege to host this morning. And as a matter of fact, all this week, with the exception of Christmas, if you want to get a hold of me, let's talk about it, because talk radio is the theater of the mind. So give me a call at 410-922-6680. 800-922-6680. If you would like to email me, it's J, the initial J, McDonald, 162, at Comcast.net. I now have the privilege of introducing David Lewis, who is the senior pastor of Cub Hill Presbyterian Bible Church, host of In Defense of Truth. And if you've never heard In Defense of Truth, right here on WCBM, Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m., I cannot recommend it enough. It's a great way to start your Sunday, and David always does a great job. And you may also be familiar with his Moment of Truth that is heard right here on WCBM during the week. And I also think that In Defense of Truth is heard on Evangelism Radio as well. And I will also say, before I bring Pastor David Lewis on, Cub Hill Presbyterian Bible Church is, and I might be wrong here, one of the only churches in the Baltimore County, Baltimore City, Anne Arundel County, the other counties, the only church who still annually honors 9/11 with a 9/11 memorial every year. So, Pastor David Lewis, welcome to WCBM. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to all my Christian and Jewish friends. And, you know, you mentioned something about getting up early. I know you and I are very used to that.
Yes.
So we'll see what kind of a listening audience we have today. Always have my radio tuned to WCBM because there's always so much good talk and interchange going on between the folks at the station and all of us citizenry out here in America.
You know, you're exactly right, David. And like you just said, we are coming into the holiday season where both Hanukkah and Christmas will be on the same day. Hanukkah starts on the 25th as well. I had a caller earlier who talked a little bit about how wonderful to live in the United States, and we can celebrate all this. And I don't think, Pastor David Lewis, that we read our Bill of Rights enough. And I'm just compelled real quick to read the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That is key. Establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. And we're going to get right into that as we go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at 95 live at the Tidings Bridge. A lot of folks traveling today. 95 is in good shape. That side of the city and then south of the city, 95 is still running okay down to the Capitol Beltway with the lanes open. Nothing major right now at the tunnels. Very good news there. We're in the holiday mode for the next couple of weeks. So the early morning ride, at least on the Beltway, should remain clear. There was a report of a minor wreck. We checked on it. Haven't seen anything. Route 100 near the bridge at 170. In Anne Arundel County. So far, it looks like the lanes are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll see you in a little bit. Today it will be sunny, cold, high 34, so it's a great day to get out and move those muscles. Overnight temps in the upper 20s. Tomorrow we may have in the morning a winter weather advisory for light snow, possibly freezing rain, but the good news is that by afternoon it will be sunny with a high of 44. So let's get back to Senior Pastor David Lewis from the Cub Hill Presbyterian Church as I finish reading the First Amendment. So the abridging of the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And speaking of which, Pastor David Lewis, I would like to get into a little bit the difference between the Council of Christian Churches versus the Council of Ecumenical Churches. And if you will, can you elaborate on that a bit, please?
Sure, I'd love to. We are an affiliate here at Cub Hill. We're an affiliate of the International Council of Christian Churches, which the best way to define that would be we are a polar opposite of the World Council of Churches. We stick to the Bible. We follow Scripture and Scripture alone. And again, we do so on an international basis. Now, there's also an American Council of Christian Churches, which is domestic in nature. They both are really pretty much the same thing. There's so many similarities between the American Council and the International Council. But again, what sets us apart from the World Council of Churches is the World Council is ecumenical. Ecumenical meaning that they trend toward worldwide Christian unity or cooperation. Now, that sounds nice, but what it involves is the fact that if you want to be part of that worldwide organization of unity and cooperation, and don't let those words fool you, it means you have to compromise. And you may have to compromise some of the very basic tenets of your faith. And that is what the Presbyterian Church went through in the early part of the 20th century. The Presbyterian Church USA walked away from five of the fundamentals of the Christian faith. And they threw them to the wind. You can't do that. You can't make that compromise with God. And so we have become very, very fundamental, very orthodox, if you will, here at Cub Hill. In fact, we are an independent Presbyterian church. We keep the name Bible Presbyterian because that is a very conservative denomination within the Presbyterian theological circles. But we are independent, meaning we owe allegiance to no one except our sovereign God in heaven above. And as an independent church, we get away with saying things that maybe others would get their wrists slapped for. But again, we stick to the Scriptures and nothing else.
So you referenced that early in the 20th century, the Presbyterian USA walked away from the five fundamentals. Can you tell us what the five fundamentals are?
Sure. Be glad to. One is the fact that the Word of God, the Bible, is inspired, guided and moved by the Holy Spirit upon certain men, writers of the Scriptures. And so to say that the Holy Spirit did not inspire men to write these words is, again, in direct violation to what the Word of God tells us. Also, our Lord Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary, and that had to be, for him to be sinless, for him to be God, he had to be born of a virgin. And then the
wait. Let's take these one by one, because this is very profound. So the first two, I'm a little confused and a little ignorant. So help me with this. They just seem to be part of the foundation. Why do you happen to know their philosophy as to why they would walk away or turn their back on the first two?
Well, I can't speak for what goes on in the heart of man, but right. They obviously have been deceived. They are walking away again. So you have to understand that the Holy Bible is the very Word of God. This is God speaking to us. And he speaks to us. You know, God is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit inspired certain men of old, prophets, many of them in the Old Testament, the apostles in the New Testament. And he inspired them as to what to write. This is God's word. Otherwise, it would just be another book by man.
Yeah, it would just be another story.
And it's man's opinion, but this is not an opinion. It's God speaking.
Okay, so let's hold that thought. Thank you for breaking that down. This is phenomenal. Just hold that thought. We have to go to break, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned, and if you're so moved, please call us.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof, so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Small businesses are the heart of America. Like you, these entrepreneurs started out with a dream and a drive to build a better life. If you have a small business idea to grow or challenge to face, you don't have to go it alone. Since 1964, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. Today, they're the nation's largest nonprofit source of expert mentoring, resources, and education. Whether you're starting out, building back, or have worked at it for years, SCORE will match you with specialized mentors. Our thousands of volunteers provide the guidance and connections you need for free. Your success is waiting. SCORE is ready to help. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's go to the superfly of traffic, Mr. Chuck Whitaker.
I think I have one of those long coats on. With the Nehru collar.
There you go.
Brother. Brother. Our age now.
That's right. It's all good, though.
Yeah, it's all good. I don't know where they are now, but it's all good. It's fine. Both the tunnels are running okay. Nothing major at all. Been looking around 83 if you're traveling north. Good all the way up through Old York Road. 70 going out towards Route 32, out to Frederick, New Market through there. Lanes are open. A little bit slow, Capitol Beltway. That's going to be the normal backup right through the area around Route 29, New Hampshire Avenue over to the Mormon Temple. And the JFX continues clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, back then, those guys were great on the mic. But the center was what was happening in the ring. I haven't watched professional wrestling in a long, 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 long time. But it's like so many things. It's you just scratch your head as to what they're thinking. But what do I know?
Well, the great thing was back in the day when they introduced at the intermission, they would say the upcoming card for, let's just say, January.
Right.
Bruno Sammartino is wrestling for the title against whoever.
Right.
And we just said, wait a minute, he haven't even wrestled tonight. So how do we know he's going to win tonight? And you're already telling us in January he's still going to be the champion. So right there, you do, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. Speaking of which, there's a wonderful story that superstar Billy Graham talks about when Bruno Sammartino dropped the belt to him in Baltimore, of all places.
Right. Yeah,
and
we were there.
Yeah, let's talk about when you come back on. I know you got to go, and I got to keep moving, but that story is quite fascinating.
We used to hang out with Lou Albano. That's a story all by itself.
Yeah, Captain Lou. You know his father was a physician?
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
He must have dropped him on his head.
Yeah, one too many times. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a bit.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, today it will be sunny. A bit chilly, high 34, but comparatively speaking, when I got into my car and it was 12, that's a heat wave. Overnight tonight, temps in the upper 20s. Tomorrow a.m., possible winter weathery advisory for light snow and freezing rain mix. But the good news there is by the afternoon, it's going to be a heat wave, clear, sunny, with a high of 44. So let's get back to Pastor David Lewis with the Cub Hill Bible Church. And again, if what we're talking about so prompts you, please give us a call at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680, because like I say, whatever is on your mind is on my mind, and also right now on Senior Pastor David Lewis's mind as well, as we were talking about the five fundamentals that the Presbyterian USA Church walked away from earlier in the 20th century. So, Pastor Lewis, if you will, please continue.
Yes, thank you. I believe we were on the second point.
Yes.
That being that Jesus was born of a virgin. Well, you know, only God can save us from our sins. So if it's not a virgin birth, that makes Jesus 100% human. Human father, human mother. But Jesus never gave up his place in the Godhead. So he is 100% God. He is 100% human and 100% God. Now, the reason humans cannot forgive sin is the fact that we're conceived in sin. David said that himself in the Psalms. He said, my mother conceived me in sin. So we have struck out before we're even growing in the womb. We have no chance of redeeming ourselves from sin. We have no chance of going to heaven. You know, for a sinner to erase his own sin, that would be like trying to clean your dirty windshield, your dirty car windshield, with a dirty rag. You're just moving the dirt around. That's all. You're not getting rid of it. You need no one less than God himself to forgive you of your sins, or you don't go to heaven. It's really that simple. I know it's not even widely accepted in a lot of Christianity. People think they can work their way to heaven. That's virtually impossible. In fact, it is impossible. You can't do enough good things to cover up one sin. So we needed a Savior. We needed a Messiah. And God sent one to earth. God the Father sent God the Son 2,000 years ago, and that's what we're getting ready to celebrate here in a couple of days.
That's why I wanted to have you on the air today, because the whole premise of today's show and tomorrow's show as well will be the true meaning of the birth of Christ. And if my memory serves me correctly, doesn't Jesus talk about in the Bible that, as you alluded, you cannot get to heaven by doing good deeds?
Well, he alludes to that, yes. Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, tells us the same thing. He said your works, good, bad, or otherwise, are like filthy rags. Again, going back to the illustration of trying to clean your windshield with a filthy rag. Your works don't get you to heaven. We are saved by grace through faith, and not of ourselves, not of works, not of anything we could or would do. It tells us in Ephesians 2:8-9, because what would we do? We would boast about it. Can you imagine everybody being up in heaven arguing with one another who was the greater person on earth, who did the greater deeds to get to heaven? Well, none of that's going on, because nothing we can do down here will get us to heaven.
Yeah, we see when we see so much of that down,
committed faith in the Lord.
Right, and we see so much of that down here. Well, let's pick up that on the after the bottom hour local news with Jill Powell.
Good morning. At 7:30, here are your WCBM local news headlines. Luigi Mangione is due back in court in New York City today, where he's expected to be arraigned on state charges. This after the 26-year-old Ivy League grad appeared in federal court on Thursday to face charges of murder, stalking, and a firearms offense in a fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Baltimore-based Impero Foods has recalled more than 7,000 pounds of raw pork sausage products because it failed to receive a proper inspection. The USDA reports there are no confirmed illnesses. The Italian pork sausage items were made October 3rd and December 19th. Governor Moore has declared Christmas Eve a state holiday, and all state employees have the day off. The governor says he wants state workers to spend time with their loved ones. Elevated levels of Legionella bacteria have been found at three Baltimore City courthouses. The city has recommended the courthouses be closed for cleaning, system maintenance, and other mitigation efforts. The mayor's office said in a statement the closures are made out of an abundance of caution. Governor Moore received a Bronze Star Friday evening for his military service in Afghanistan. The honor comes months after Moore admitted he incorrectly claimed 18 years ago that he had received the award. The private ceremony took place at the governor's mansion. And fire investigators are searching for whoever is responsible for breaking a window at an Edgewood auto shop and throwing a Molotov cocktail into the business. It happened Saturday night shortly before midnight. The fire caused moderate damage to Precision Tune Auto Care on Pulaski Highway. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. A recent poll says that over half the millennials in the United States today want a socialist form of government, and they didn't need Bernie Sanders to tell them that. I'm also sure that many naive and ignorant parents are surprised that socialism has been taught in our public schools for many years. Communist Party member Whitaker Chambers, upon graduating from Columbia University, said, "When I entered, I was conservative in my view of life and politics, and I was undergoing a religious experience. By the time I left, I was no longer a conservative and I had no religion." That was in 1952. The aim of education is no longer to impart facts and knowledge, but to change the social values of the child away from values that have traditionally been considered fixed, permanent, or absolute. And that indoctrination begins as soon as they get the child out of the home. The millennial generation is just the latest fruit of these socialist efforts. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
And now here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 577. Pick 4, 7759. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Now it's time for traffic and weather in the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
A little minor incident. The fire department rolled up on what they thought was a vehicle fire, and I think it was just overheating, southbound on the outer loop after the bridge in I-70, right before the bridge at Crosby Road. They blocked the right lane for about 3-4 minutes. Fire department says everything's okay. They've left the scene. The vehicle left over is now on the shoulder. Any backup now is starting to clear. We're back looking live. No delays. Very good news right now. We're clear both directions at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blue skies, cold temperatures. That is how we start off this Monday. 34 today. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory in the morning. Light snow, freezing rain possible before it dries out in the afternoon. 44 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The message from Owings Mills this week is don't sleep on that Texans pass rush. While the Ravens are second in the league behind Denver with 47 sacks on the year, the Texans are tied for third with 46. 14 different players have sacked the quarterback for D'Amico Ryan's defense, led by Daniel Hunter with 12 and Will Anderson Jr. with 10.5. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
They got the two top guys, of course, but then I look at the roster, and it's not just them. They got a whole bunch. They got six guys. Six guys that can get to the quarterback off the edge that we're going to have to contend with.
The NFL yesterday, Bengals beat the Browns in Cincinnati 24-6. Lions with their franchise record 13th win, 34-17 over the Bears. Commanders with a last-second touchdown to beat the Eagles, 36-33, despite five turnovers. Jaden Daniels with five touchdown passes. The Falcons in Michael Penix's debut get two pick sixes for scores, beat the Giants 34-7. And last night in Dallas, the Cowboys dealt the Buccaneers a blow, 26-24. A couple other NFL notes. Niners quarterback Brock Purdy winning over his offensive line by buying each of them a brand new car for Christmas. Way to stay protected. And Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler preparing for the icebox that'll be Lambeau Field tonight. Literally going into an icebox on Saturday and staying in there for 3 minutes and figuring out how to deal with the cold. Like father, like son. A lot of proud papa moments this weekend in sports. In golf, Tiger Woods and his son Charlie finishing second in the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando to team longer, but the big news was Charlie nails his first ace. And in college football, Anthony Rubio, son of Senator Marco Rubio, also the Secretary of State nominee, scoring his first collegiate touchdown in the University of Florida's bowl win over Tulane. The time now is 7:36. When we return, those were the days.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good?
No one seems to know this.
You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Sorry about that. I think that was me, actually. Hold on 1 second here.
You're good.
So, those were the days. So you and I were having a conversation beforehand, and you're not a big sports guy anymore, from what I take it.
Correct. I love sports. I am Baltimore native. I grew up going to see the Orioles and the Colts at Memorial Stadium. And as we all know, Memorial Stadium was known as the world's largest outdoor insane asylum.
My God.
You talk about Lambeau Field. My son is played college football, high school football, obviously, was originally a soccer player. So I love the sport, but again, the sport seems to be secondary to everything else that's going on. And you just mentioned Lambeau Field, and I personally think that the game should be played outside as it was in the past. And like you and I were talking about, we both remember literally when the players, whether they be the Orioles or the Colts, or what, back when we had a hockey team and a basketball team, they lived within the community.
Yeah, I mean, sports have changed dramatically, obviously. Television money has moved. Money, yes. Just in general.
Yes.
Has moved in. But yeah, I mean, back in the day, you know, I used to do pre- and post-game shows with Tom Maddie and Bruce Laird. And Tom Maddie and Bruce Laird literally had to have part-time jobs, like, yes, off-season jobs,
yep,
in order to make ends meet back in the day. Tom Maddie sold beer. You know, Bruce Laird, I think, repped for a medical device company. Jim Parker had a liquor store, you know, so, and these were your neighbors, you know. So yeah, I mean, times have totally changed. And, you know, I guess for some people, that's not great. So yeah, you move away from sports.
And,
you know?
And the fact that, as we've been talking about all morning, we live in the greatest country in the world, where on any given day when you get up, if Gary, you didn't want to do this anymore, you have the right and the opportunity to do whatever you want to do. And I think that again, when the NFL players took a knee for the national anthem, and I don't mean to pick on the Ravens here, but the fact is, the Ravens were playing a game in England. They took a knee for the national anthem. Not all of them, obviously. I don't want to pick on everybody, but those who did took a knee for the national anthem and then stood for God Save the Queen. I just threw my hands up, and I'm like, come on, guys. I mean, again, you talked about when the players were in the community, and you referenced some players who had businesses, and they all had businesses or some kind of job on the side. Johnny Unitas co-authored a book, I forget with whom, but he remembers in the book, and I've read it, and it's out there. If you search Johnny Unitas' book, you can find it, that not only did they have either part-time job or businesses, and we all remember Unitas' Golden Arm, Bill Pellington's Iron Horse, but Unitas talks about, Gary, the fact that they also had, many of them had skills. Unitas talks about that one player knew how to lay floors, and he would help the other players maybe put a floor in their home. Another player knew how to lay brick, so on and so forth. So it truly is a different time.
So I'm going to let you go because I know,
yes,
you got stuff
you
going on. But it is interesting, though, that you mentioned the kneeling. Like, it seems to me like that was a seminal moment for you.
Yes.
You,
yes,
particularly.
Yes, sir.
With sports. Okay.
Yes.
That's fair enough.
Thank you. Gary,
yep.
I appreciate it. Great job. All right. Let's get back. We're talking to Senior Pastor David Lewis of Cub Hill Bible Church about different things within the church. So, Pastor Lewis, again, we were finishing up on the Presbyterian USA and the five fundamentals.
Yes, and real quick, let me just sneak this in here. Please tell my friend Gary Stein I said hello. It is so good to hear him doing sports on the radio. Now, back to the fundamentals. We looked at two of them. The third one really comes off of the second one, the fact that Jesus Christ offered up himself as a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and to reconcile us to God. Now, you see, sin has to be atoned for. That never changes. And if humankind is not able to do it, then someone has to. This is why Jesus came to this earth, because we couldn't take care of the problem. So he took care of it, and he satisfied that cry for divine justice. So that's the third one that they have, again, cast aside, they being the very liberal Presbyterian Church USA. You know, the pastor who preceded me here at the church and also with the In Defense of Truth broadcast, Dr. John Decker, he used to always say the term liberal was first used by people who took liberties with the Bible. And so,
interesting.
In fact, that is where it started. It's easy to see how we have gotten to the place where we are right now in our country. Once you throw the Bible out, you know, the Bible is our moral compass, and we in the church have dropped the ball. We are not preaching and teaching the word as it is given to us. We're making all types of compromises, moving away from Scripture, reinterpreting it. I can't tell you how many interpretations of the Bible there are. It's crazy. We should all be required to learn Hebrew and Greek because that's where you're going to get what the true meaning is. But in any event, the more watered down the Word of God becomes, the more easily we can stray from it. And this is what's been happening really throughout church history.
Well, that's a great point. And when we get back from traffic and weather, I want to pick up on compromise and interpretation. So let's go to Chuck Whitaker in traffic.
Looking at 795 northbound, no construction today. And I think any big projects for the weekend and through the next couple of weeks will probably be suspended until we get back from the holiday. The west side outer loop is slowing right here as we're crossing over at Route 40. I think that they might be looking at the bright sunshine right in that area as they're coming south just at the top of the hill. So that could be the factor. We're a little bit slow there. Let me see if it's backed up towards I-70. Not really sure at this point. A little bit of a backup now. So again, I think it's the sunshine problem. There's a broken down tractor trailer on the far right side at Frederick Road, but I think the sun is the big factor right there at exit 15 on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We'll get back to you in just a little while. Today, it's going to be sunny, cold, high 34, so get out and enjoy it. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow a.m., possibility of a winter weather advisory for light snow and freezing rain. And again, as I've been saying, 'tis the season. However, by the afternoon, it will be clear with a high of 44, which considering the temperatures now, it'll feel like a heat wave. So let's get back to the show. Pastor David Lewis, can we take a call if you don't mind?
I don't mind.
Great. So we've got Jack in Joppa, and Jack has a statement about doctors do not recognize Bible verse about how the body was formed. Jack, good morning. Thank you very much for listening to WCBM and for calling.
Thank you. I've been listening to you for years.
Outstanding.
I have two questions, and they've always intrigued me. The Bible mentions that, God mentions that nobody knows how the bones are formed in the womb when an infant is, you know, starting to grow. And 14 years ago, when I was in the hospital, I happened to bring that up to a doctor, a young doctor, and I said, you know, he says that. And he goes, yeah, that is a mystery, ain't it? And it always intrigued me by him saying that. Like, to this day, they're not sure how the bones form. I guess they know how everything else is formed. My other question is the lineage of Jesus. You know, you have from David, it goes down, Jesse, David, and it goes down to Joseph. Now, Joseph had nothing to do, never touched Virgin Mary, but yet they have him as the lineage. I thought it would be Mary's side, you know, counting down to find out who her mother, her grandparents. So I always thought that was kind of odd that since Mary is the mother of Jesus, why wouldn't her lineage be the one passed down, and why would they use Joseph? So those two things I would like to hear the pastor.
Yeah, absolutely, Pastor Lewis.
Yeah, well, both of their lineages are in Scripture. And the reason is because Joseph and Mary both descended from King David. And, of course, prophecy tells us that Jesus would be a descendant of David's. And he would occupy David's throne when he comes back to this earth for his 1,000-year reign, which, of course, is yet future.
Yes.
Pastor Lewis?
Was that not good enough for an answer? Let me know.
Oh, yeah, yes. I didn't know that Mary was under that umbrella of the lineage. Now, about the bones in the womb,
the Bible, about how the bones are formed?
Yeah, the mystery says nobody knows how the bones are formed in the womb from a child. you know, they must still have a liver and everything else, you know, doubles up with the egg. But I just thought there was always interest, that Bible verse.
They have referred, does that mean the Bible? Well, the Bible is clear that there are some mysteries, and there are some things that will remain mysteries until we get to heaven. And that's good, actually, because that is what brings our faith into it. You have to have faith to believe in what you don't see. And with that faith, you can do great things, of course. So, no, I don't have the answer to that. I don't know that the anyone in the medical field could tell you that either. I just trust that God knew what he was doing when he formed me in my mother's womb.
Amen.
Yes, amen. One more thing. I kind of stopped going to church years ago. It was getting too watered down. You know, this church leaving, them separating. The last church I went to was Asquith Presbyterian. They followed the Westminster Confessions. I wanted to keep something which was still, you know, part of the Bible. I also wanted to mention to you that, sing your memory. Give me a second. I'm 68 years old.
That's okay. That's okay. I think while you're thinking about that, Jack, I think that Pastor Lewis made a great point that so many of us seem to neglect, which we have to rely on our faith. Faith is key.
Absolutely. And just a quick advertisement here. We have former members from Asquith Presbyterian here in our congregation, and we have people who come in from Joppa. So join us some Sunday. We'd love to have you worship with us.
Yeah, Jack, really, if you're in Joppa, you're only 15 minutes from Cub Hill.
The Greek days, the radio flea market, everything. I just want to say you are one of the best pastors, it seems, to the word, the closest to the word and all. The one church I went to, he gets up there and says, the pastor, he says, I believe Paul was wrong when he said a woman's place should be silent in the church. It took me a couple seconds. I got right up and walked out. So if Paul's wrong about that, what else is he thinking the Bible's wrong about? You know, so,
yeah, and that's the problem. Once you start letting error come in, it just multiplies very quickly. Too many pastors today, and I'm not judging anyone, please believe me, too many pastors today are concerned with how many people are sitting in the pews. They're looking at the offering plate.
Yes.
You got to have faith that God will provide, and we've just seen instance after instance of that happening here at Cub Hill.
Amen. Well, listen, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I think the pastor's done great, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're a gun owner, protecting your firearms and staying compliant with state and federal laws is crucial. I'm Melissa Patty, managing partner of Stouffer Legal. We have more than a decade of expertise in helping Maryland gun owners navigate the complexities of the National Firearms Act. From handguns to automatic rifles, suppressors, and SBRs, our team ensures your Class 3 items are secure and compliant. Stouffer Legal can guide you through the process of establishing a trust to protect and share your federally regulated firearms with friends and family, ensuring they stay out of public probate. Visit StoufferLegal.com or call us at 410-291-PLAN now to schedule your free consultation, where we will assess your needs and guide you in establishing your family gun trust. Don't wait. Secure your firearms and peace of mind today with Stouffer Legal. That's StoufferLegal.com or 410-291-PLAN.
No one's paying me to say this, but you've been our lifeline. We have no internet. We have no TV. We barely have cell service. I don't know how I'm able to get to you. And I have a radio, and then I could hear you. You're the only station I can get in.
The report that we got was that a severe tornado was heading right toward us. And I just want to commend you gentlemen for the job that you're doing, for keeping us informed.
I just wanted to say thank you for being on the radio and guiding us to, you know, where we can get help.
I just want to tell you, the first thing I heard was your voices the next morning, and it made me cry, the comfort of hearing your voices.
My respiration, perspiration, and aggravation are sky high, but you guys have been the guiding light.
In times of crisis, America always turns to AM radio. AM 680, WCBM, serving Maryland for 100 years and counting. From time to time, you'll hear various contests on Talk Radio 680.
Oh, goody!
Here are the generic rules for all WCBM contests. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter.
What?
There is no purchase necessary.
Oh, yeah!
You'll find a complete and more specified set of contest rules on our website, WCBM.com.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Thanks for playing, and thank you, Baltimore, for listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. And now let's see what's happening on the highways and byways with the one and only Nature Boy, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, what are you going to do, brother?
Exactly.
I'll tell you a story about him in a minute.
Okay.
Northbound 95 is slowing again. I think this might be a separate accident. Just above Joppa Road, 66-mile marker. That's north of White Marsh Boulevard. We had been slowing from an accident about an hour or so ago, then it went away, and now the backup is still there. It's either one of two things. It's a new accident, or they're moving the tractor trailer that was involved in a wreck on the northbound side. So heads up north of White Marsh Boulevard and going out to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. The lanes are open. We continue clear at both the Harvard tunnels. Now, my Nature Boy Ric Flair story.
Yes.
I'm the guest announcer in the ring.
No, so, wait. Where is this? Baltimore?
Civic Center.
Okay.
Civic Center.
Yeah.
So he's wrestling. So he comes in, and we're walking around the ring, and he keeps, you know how he is. He's full of crap.
Right.
So I said, you know, the world champion, Ric Flair. And of course, I said it, you know, really enunciating.
Right.
And he walks over to me, and he goes, five times. And I put the mic down by my leg, and I told him something that I can't say here.
Well, again, we you and I could probably have a show about the antics of professional wrestling at the old Civic Center.
Let me tell you real quick, too. I also pinned Don O'Brien one night, who jumped on my back from the stage. I was standing over there talking to Lou Albano. Don O'Brien was a little bit, well, let's just say he was under the weather. Let's just leave it at that.
He needed an elixir.
Yes, he got one. He jumped on my back, and I threw him over my shoulder and put him on the floor and went slap, 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 and I pinned him in 10 seconds of the first round.
Hence, you are the Nature Boy. Chuck,
all the people in the stands, they saw that. They said, Whitaker now is the champ.
Yeah, there you go. One-time world champ. Chuck, we'll talk to you in a bit. Thank you. All right, the weather today, sunny, cold, high 34. Not bad, considering when I got in my car this morning, it was 12. Overnight temps in the upper 20s. Tomorrow a.m., possible winter weather advisory for light snow and freezing rain. But the good news is, after that, it'll clear in the afternoon for Christmas Eve with a high of 44. So if you're having a Christmas Eve function at your house, put the kids outside and let them run around in the sunny 44-degree weather. We are talking to the, and again, I'm Jeff McDonald on the Morning Drive. If you so desire, please give us a call at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Zero, it is my pleasure to be hosting this hour, Senior Pastor from Cub Hill Bible Church, David Lewis. And David, Pastor Lewis, we have another call. Gary from Kingsville would like to talk about the virgin birth and why it was so amazing. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. Pastor, it's always a joy to hear from you, brother.
Amen. Good to hear from you, Gary.
I am a scientist by trade. I'm a chemist, or should say. I work in a medical lab. So the subject of the blood is always of interest to me. And there was something written by a Dr. M.R. Dehan many years ago called The Chemistry of the Blood that has made this whole concept, this whole idea of the virgin birth, it's made it possible for me to understand the significance of it, because we have to remember that after the fall, everyone is a sinner, everyone. And that even after the flood, Noah was still a sinner because he carried Adam's blood. Everybody who carries Adam's blood is a sinner. That includes Mary. So it's not that Mary was somehow perfect. The only thing that Mary was a virgin. And that might have been not the norm, but it wasn't atypical back in those days for a woman to be a virgin at the time she got married. But she was still a sinner. So it isn't because of Mary that Jesus comes to earth as God. It's because the baby carried in the womb has none of the mother's blood, and it's the blood that is the issue. The Bible is full of references from start to finish of the blood, the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, and how important that is. It's because his blood was sinless. So how could a child born of a sinful woman not have sinful blood? Well, that's because the egg that is carried inside the woman gets none of the mother for its blood. The blood is not formed until the sperm enters the ovum, and that came from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is sinless. Mary was not, and that's why Jesus' blood is sinless. If you to help clarify for the listeners, you take an egg and you incubate it. It doesn't form a life. It doesn't form a life until sperm enters the egg. It's the sperm that brings the blood to the baby. And this is why Jesus was sinless, because he did not have any sinful blood in him. He may have had sinful flesh because Mary was a sinner, but he doesn't have sinful blood. What do you think about that, Pastor?
You're right on, Gary. I'm so thankful that you explained it the way you did. That's exactly right. The blood had to be sinless to cover our sins.
Gentlemen,
otherwise you're back to cleaning a dirty windshield with the dirty rag.
Gary, thank you very much for the call. And Pastor Lewis, we have covered so much. We did not cover everything that we wanted to cover, but I wanted to thank you for taking the time this morning to come on the air. I hope I can have you on the air again if you're so willing to do so. I encourage people to visit Cub Hill Bible Church. Services are 11 a.m. every Sunday with Bible study, I think, at 10:15. Is that correct?
Yes, 10:15 on Sunday, 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening, and 12:30 on Tuesday afternoon.
Beautiful. Thank you.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 a.m. and 99.9 FM.
OurTownHall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With the stroke of a pen, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 of the 40 inmates on federal death row. The sentences changed to life in prison. The move comes just weeks before President-elect Trump takes office, and Mr. Trump has spoken of expanding capital punishment. The President-elect says it may be time to revisit the deal that saw the U.S. surrender control of the Panama Canal. For $1, Mr. Trump accuses Panama of soaking U.S. shippers for use of that strategic waterway.
The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, highly unfair, especially knowing the extraordinary generosity that has been bestowed to Panama, I say very foolishly, by the United States.
In an apparent random attack, a New York City subway rider is dead after being set afire by a fellow passenger. Under arrest, a 33-year-old illegal migrant from Guatemala who entered the U.S. in 2018. Police say the attacker calmly watched as the female victim perished. The suspect arrested after several teenagers called police. Well, there's word of a pending marriage in the automotive industry.
Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan say they plan to merge and create the world's third largest automaker worth more than $50 billion. The two companies say they've signed a memorandum of understanding and that Mitsubishi Motors, the smaller Nissan Alliance member, has also agreed to join talks on integrating their businesses. Japanese automakers have been lagging behind their big rivals in electric vehicles, and they're trying to cut costs and make up for lost time. Even after a merger, Toyota would still remain the leading Japanese automaker. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 92 points. NASDAQ futures up 91. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I want you to be realistic about December. We're going to have lots of treats, lots of temptations. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. But look, don't stuff treats, meats, and dishes into your mouth without Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you should not skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. It's the one thing I get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December crash. Get Balance of Nature today. Use the discount code Mike G. Sign up as a new customer, and we're going to get you 35% off, plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my promo code Mike G. Come on, join me on the Balance of Nature story. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code Mike G. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 35% off, plus free shipping from Balance of Nature.
It's 8:03 and time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like 95 northbound after White Marsh Boulevard and above Joppa Road now has improved. So whatever that was, and I think it might have been related to the earlier accident, which was northbound around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So any backup that was there is now gone. 66-mile marker northbound. We're back up to the posted limit. Even the express lanes are doing fine. I think I just heard Baltimore County roll up. They may have some wires down. Maybe an accident here. Manor Road just off the intersection at Jarrettsville Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blue skies, cold temperatures. That is how we start off this Monday. 34 today. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory in the morning. Light snow, freezing rain possible before it dries out. In the afternoon, 44 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 16 degrees in Catonsville. Here are your WCBM local news headlines brought to you by Dr. Edward Laser. Maryland's looming $3 billion budget deficit will be a top agenda item when state lawmakers convene for the 2025 session on January 8th. The General Assembly must decide where to make cuts, collect revenue, or find other solutions. Any Marylander who plans to go to a state office tomorrow needs to reconsider. That's because the governor has declared Christmas Eve a state holiday this year. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski says the county is allocating $8 million to turn the Days Inn site at Joppa Road and Lock Raven Boulevard into affordable housing. Baltimore police are looking for four juveniles who allegedly carjacked a man Saturday night in East Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1700 block of North Milton Avenue about 9 p.m. The victim told police the juveniles had a gun and a knife on them. Governor Moore is grateful that Congress is supporting the rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Both sides of the aisle came to an agreement over the weekend to keep the federal government open. Now, here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 5, 7, 7. Pick 4, 7, 7, 5, 9. At 7:04, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinon Sports is up next.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Challenges of a quick turnaround this late in the season for playoff contenders exacerbated by the fact that it's the holidays. Players are people too, you know. They have families, lives of their own off the field. Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton says it's all part of the job.
And mental, just trying to get your mind off the game. And luckily we won, so a little easier to do that. But, you know, it's every team that plays on Wednesday has to do with it. So we're not complaining. It's just part of the business.
It being Christmas, though, John Harbaugh took a moment after the Steeler game to put it all in perspective.
So I read this to the team in our post-game prayer, and it's this. This is Mary. Mary, the mother of God, said this when she was getting when she was with Elizabeth. She said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." So I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday season, and rejoice, man, rejoice. Rejoice in life, rejoice in your circumstances, rejoice in the tough games, rejoice in the losses, rejoice.
Great message there from John Harbaugh. Coming up at 8:35, pitching options are narrowing for the Orioles, and that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Everybody needs a life. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby. Everybody.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. My name is Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. I'd like to thank Gary Stein for a very wonderful audio of John Harbaugh truly surmising what the season is all about. I think that Gary does a great job with sports, but I also think that bringing our faith into it is very profound. So thank you for that, Gary. This hour is going to be very interesting because I'm going to introduce someone who I think that you will enjoy. And again, I encourage you to give us a call at 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-922-6680. So it's my pleasure to introduce Sarah. Sarah is the mother of two beautiful daughters. She currently works in the healthcare field, is a former publisher, this is key for what we're going to talk about, classroom and school committee volunteer while her daughters attended Baltimore City Public Schools. Thus, Sarah has had firsthand experience regarding everything we will be talking about in the next hour. So I'd like to welcome Sarah. Sarah, good morning and welcome to CBM.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is my pleasure. And Sarah, again, I want to thank you for taking the time this morning. So I want to, between now, we have to break it in a couple minutes for traffic and weather. But I want to just get a little overview of start when your daughters entered Baltimore City Public Schools and your perception from the get-go.
Okay, so my older daughter was coming in a bit young for her grade, and she was a late August birthday. So we came in with high hopes because we had left the D.C. area for Baltimore, and we really just loved the neighborhood. I had gone to look at the public school. We were so excited. It just struck me as a lovely neighborhood with walking, and the school itself was so warm and inviting, and it was a time of innocence, I would say, going in. I had high hopes for her going in, and leaving D.C. was a really big plus for our family because we could finally get a freestanding house for a really good price. My husband at the time was still commuting to D.C. every day on the train.
So you're not from Baltimore?
Well, I am originally from Baltimore, but we moved back here.
Okay, fair enough.
So We were making a real sacrifice because we wanted them to be in a good public school. And the D.C. public schools at the time and the cost of living down there was just not the perfect fit for our family. So that's why we came up here.
Of course. Okay.
So, anyway.
No, that's fine. So when your oldest daughter was getting ready to enter the Baltimore City public school, she was going into first grade?
She was actually in kindergarten at the time.
Okay.
Kindergarten first. Yeah, they had a kindergarten program.
Okay, very good. So she had not been in school. This is her first experience with school. She's entering what you're thinking is a very warm and welcoming Baltimore City Elementary School. So we're going to pick up after traffic and weather. So on that, we'll go to traffic and weather with Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of accidents in and around Columbia 108 at Snowden River Parkway and then Brokenland Parkway at Stevens Forest Road. At one point, some lanes were blocked there. So just a heads up, if you're in Columbia right now, traffic's starting to get out now for the late morning. And we'll see a little more activity with the cars on the roadway. Baltimore County is out. I'm not sure if this is a wreck or maybe a tree down or some wires down, but there's something going on with some wires across the road on Manor Road, not too far from the intersection at Jarrettsville Pike in the northeastern part of Baltimore County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So, Chuck, you know, you were talking about the Nature Boy, and earlier in the show I had referenced the big title match between Bruno Sammartino and superstar Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Graham tells an unbelievable story that Vince McMahon Sr. at the time, apparently all of the belts were dropped in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Right. All the time.
All the time. But McMahon Sr. wanted to throw everybody off and have the belt dropped mm-hmm. in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So as I don't know if you remember or not, but when Billy Graham pinned Sammartino, his legs were up on the top rope because McMahon wanted everyone to clearly see it. And as when at the end of the matches, as you know, as one who was being there and sometime emceed the matches, that after a match, the house lights come up.
Right.
Well, superstar Billy Graham tells this story where the house lights did not come up, and he said he almost got killed leaving that arena.
Oh, no. You know, back in those days, there were 10,000 people there.
Yes. Yeah, 10,000 rabid fans.
Oh, yeah, and people fainting and everything else. I mean, my God, it was unbelievable.
But if you ever get the opportunity to hear that story, he said he literally got stabbed. So, Anyway, again, I always love your references to professional wrestling.
Well, the old band used to give us the tickets all the time. And then he just loved the fact that we'd talk about it on the air, and he would come up to us and just say, "Look, I'm glad to have you guys. I try to set you up as much as I can, first, second, or third row every time. That way everybody sees you and they know who you are, you know." So it was fun.
Absolutely. Very good. Thank you, Chuck. We'll talk to you in a little while.
See you.
All right, weather today, it's going to be sunny, cold, high 34. Overnight temps in the mid-20s. Tomorrow a.m., there is a possibility of a winter weather advisory for light snow and freezing rain. But the good news is, by the afternoon, Christmas Eve, it will be high and sunny of 44. So let's get back to Sarah. Sarah, thank you again for joining us again. So let's get into your daughter. Your oldest daughter is now in a Baltimore City public school. And now let's talk about her experience throughout the elementary school years.
Okay, so my initial concerns were when the Common Core was rolled out, the math program. It was becoming more and more apparent to me that the kids were struggling with this program, and it wasn't child-centered at all in terms of learning math. And she had a lot of anxiety around math in general. And that was the first sign that the public school system wasn't really putting kids first. It was putting programs first that I think were rolled out through the government that just, it had gotten away from the type of math that I had learned as a child. And I did not understand it at all and was not able to help her with it very well.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing is math is math. It is what it is. So please, go ahead.
So fast forward, you know, a couple of years, the class sizes are getting bigger and bigger. That was another thing that really bothered me, because I could see that the teachers were really struggling to maintain control in these large groups.
All right, so when she started, what was the class size? Approximately.
I would say on the smaller end, you know, like 25 maybe tops, and that was in my opinion large.
Yeah, absolutely. And then so time goes on, how big did they get?
33 and growing.
For one teacher.
Yes.
Okay, so please continue.
So fast forward, my daughter was always a very good student, always did her best, very earnest, sweet child, always put forth everything she could. We get up into fifth, sixth grade. Things are becoming politicized, I would say.
What year was this, by the way?
This was probably 2009. Nine-ish?
I.e., Barack Obama's president, and he has that initiative with, I forget what it was called, but please continue with the story from an education perspective. I forget what his initiative was, but go ahead.
Okay. So, some of the curriculum was getting interesting. We had a sixth grade English teacher who was gaining traction in the school. She was very outspoken. She had a curriculum that was sanctioned by Baltimore City Public Schools. Even though she was an English language arts teacher, it was a civil rights curriculum, she called it.
All right, so hold on. So this is an English class, and this is fifth grade English, right?
Sixth grade.
Okay, sixth grade English class. And somehow or another, this teacher is weaving in civil rights, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's think about what English class is, as we all know it as adults. And so this woman is weaving in civil rights. So go ahead.
Okay, so one day my daughter came home from school, and she was just kind of half joking, but also a little bit concerned. She said, "Mom, the teacher was yelling the word vagina at all of us in class, and she mentioned the name of a boy who lives here in her neighborhood, who's a friend. He was hiding under his desk crying."
All right, hold that thought. Okay, she's yelling vagina and a boy's crying. We've got to go to break. Sarah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers. Free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
To the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, guest hosting for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. We are talking to Sarah, who's had some experiences in Baltimore City Public Schools. So, Sarah, let's get back to it. By the way, if you do have young children. We are trying to keep this very family friendly, but we're also trying to communicate exactly what was going on in the sixth grade at a Baltimore City public school. So we'll say that the teacher was discussing private parts, and Sarah, we're only going to have about 50 seconds before I have to go to another break. So if you will, so okay. Touch on, you left off where there was a little boy under his desk crying.
Okay, so long story short, she had formed a lesson plan, I guess, around diversity of gender and what was trying to get a rise out of the kids by mentioning a female's body part in that kind of...
Yeah, let's just say a female's body part. I think we all get what it is.
Right.
But we're going to have to hold that there. And again, hang tight because I do have to take a break for weather and traffic. Okay. But the point is that, again, ladies and gentlemen, as Sarah is explaining this, this is a sixth grade English class. I cannot stress enough, it is an English class. And on that note, we will go to traffic and weather with the body, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah. I donated my body to science fiction.
You and me both.
Yeah. Ain't many parts left that are going to help anybody, I can tell you that.
Well, they can take what they want.
Yeah, they can have it.
Amen.
They can chew on it as they need to.
Yes.
95 and Russell Street, 395, all the lanes are open there. That's the interchange at Camden Yards. Everybody's doing fine. We're in the holiday mode for the next couple of weeks. Unless the weather comes in and gets really bad, we should be cruising right along. And today it's absolutely perfect. Both the tunnels are clear. There had been an incident earlier. It's gone now. Northbound 95 after Joppa Road and out around the Harford County line. Baltimore County working. There are some wires down Manor Road west of Jarrettsville Pike and the accident near Columbia 108 at Snowden River Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Real quick, Chuck, speaking of chewing on things, remember Classy Freddie Blassie and his famous...
Used to file his teeth.
Exactly.
Of course, they were false teeth, but they didn't tell us that.
Oh, my golly. It was fantastic.
You know, and when I came to Florida, I used to hang out with Gordon Solie, who was the big guy down here as far as the wrestling guys.
That was NWA, right?
Yeah, and they had Dusty Rhodes, and we went and did a commercial one time with Dusty Rhodes, because we got charm, Jack. We got charm.
Yes, you got charm. Very good. All right, Chuck, we'll talk to you in a little while.
See ya.
Thanks, man. All right, so today, weather-wise, it's going to be sunny, cold, high 34. Overnight temps in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, AM AM winter weather advisory for light snow, freezing rain. But the good news is by the afternoon for Christmas Eve, it should be sunny and a high of 44. So let's get back to our guest, Sarah, who is telling us about her oldest daughter's experience at a Baltimore City elementary school. Go ahead, Sarah.
So the lesson plan segued into a mural being made up on the board at, or actually in the hallway at the school.
So were the children to make this mural, or were the adults going to make this mural?
The art teacher and the English language arts teacher. So the English teacher and the art teacher collaborated on this very large mural that went up in the hallway of a woman's body part.
Wow.
A handful of parents got wind of it and were upset. Many people really enjoyed these teachers. They thought they were very enlightening, you know, pushing the envelope, getting kids to think in different ways outside the box. A handful of us were quite upset. We just did not think it was age appropriate at all. We went to the principal. Luckily, sanity did prevail. North Avenue had the two teachers take that mural down. But to this day, Jeff, it really upsets me because none of it was age appropriate. None of it was standard approved curriculum, which was Springboard at the time. And I had my daughter move from that classroom into the classroom of the other teacher who was teaching standard approved curriculum. To this day, I don't think the principal really supported the parents who were concerned because he was intimidated by that particular teacher. And he lost control of the school.
Well, obviously he lost control of the school. Is the principal of the school, again, who's making a very nice salary, thank you to the Baltimore City taxpayers and the federal money that comes in as well. But again, Sarah, I don't mean to berate this point, but this is supposed to be an English class, correct?
Correct.
And through, you've been on the air since approximately 8:09. Obviously, we had to take a couple of breaks, but at no point in our conversation thus far with your oldest daughter at a Baltimore City elementary school has anything regarding English even been brought up. It seems as though this woman was obsessed with, human sexuality versus English.
Yes, gender ideology.
Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
So the next red flag, this is prior to my having sort of said this is the last straw, moving my child out of her classroom. Her curriculum involved having the sixth grade students read a Sada, an autobiography, as well as the activist readings of Angela Davis and other...
Well, let's stop right there with Angela Davis. Lest we forget about Angela Davis. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a minute, I suggest you possibly search Angela Davis, because Angela Davis murdered, I think it was a Philadelphia police officer.
Correct. Well, allegedly. She did flee to Cuba, where she resides today, and she did contest the allegations. So... my husband and I try to remain open-minded. I actually read the autobiography, and it was interspersed with sexuality and her, you know, some of her experiences sexually, as well as, you know, a lot of slurs against police or law enforcement. And our concerns at that point were, this is a sixth grader. She has not yet learned to read and write critically. A child. This is just bizarre. We're not. And when I went to speak to the principal about my concerns, I was implicated as a racist, and that's what I could see happening over and over again. When a parent had concerns about age appropriate curriculum, the conversation was always steered toward racism.
So, what does the fact that we're talking about sixth graders in an English class who, you know, I don't, maybe they could read Shakespeare, maybe they could read so many things other than the biography of Angela Davis. And when we get back from the break, we're going to pick it back up, and Sarah's got some other fascinating stories to tell us as well. We'll be right back.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your local WCBM news headlines. Senator Ben Cardin says the country needs tougher regulations on drone flying within its borders. The Maryland Democrat said on Fox News Sunday he's been informed that recent drone sightings are not a national security threat. Baltimore-based Impero Foods has recalled more than 7,000 pounds of raw pork sausage products because it failed to receive a proper inspection. The USDA reports there are no confirmed illnesses. The Italian pork sausage items were made October 3rd and December 19th. Governor Moore has declared Christmas Eve a state holiday, and all state employees have the day off. The governor says he wants state workers to spend time with their loved ones. Elevated levels of Legionella bacteria have turned up in the water at three Baltimore City courthouses. The city has recommended the courthouses be closed for cleaning, system maintenance, and other mitigation efforts. Governor Moore received a Bronze Star this weekend for his service in Afghanistan, months after he incorrectly claimed he had received the honor 18 years ago. Moore received the award Friday night in a private ceremony at the governor's mansion. Officials with the Horseshoe Casino Baltimore say they expect to reopen today after they had to evacuate the casino yesterday due to water damage. The damage was caused by a water pipe failure. Fire investigators are searching for whoever is responsible for breaking a window and tossing a Molotov cocktail into an Edgewood business late Saturday night. The fire caused moderate damage to Precision Tune Auto Care on Pulaski Highway. We'll be back after this.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 577. Pick 4, 7759. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Trying to get a look at an accident that just came in along 50 near the ramp at I-97 in Annapolis. That's the only information we have at this point, so I'm just trying to get a look at it right now to see if there's any activity there. I don't see it in the initial shot, but heads up if you're traveling between Parole and I-97. And through that area right now, looks like the pace is still pretty good right at that scene. Nothing out of the ordinary now on the JFX. Very nice Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. If you're traveling in Baltimore County, there were some wires down, and the fire department is there, Manor Road, just off the intersection at Jarrettsville Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Blue skies, cold temperatures, that is how we start off this Monday. 34 today. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory in the morning. Light snow, freezing rain possible before it dries out. In the afternoon, 44 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
New deals on last-minute gifts just dropped at Lowe's. Right now, get your choice of a Cobalt 8-piece standard or metric ratchet wrench for just $39.98. That's a $60 savings. Valid 12/19 through 12/25. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. The injured list is long for both the Ravens and Texans entering the Christmas Day extravaganza. Seven Ravens were DNPs yesterday, including Zay Flowers, Justice Hill, and Tyler Linderbaum. Now, Hill's injury was the concussion, where he landed squarely on his head in the game against the Steelers. There's no chance he'll play on Wednesday, which means that Keaton Mitchell could be activated for Baltimore. And Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says, don't forget about the other running back, Rasheen Ali.
I think he's ready. You know, we saw him the week before in the 4-minute, made some good tough runs, and it was good to see that. It's probably good preparation for him because he got hit, had to protect the football, got a feel for the speed of the game.
As far as the Texans are concerned, there are six DNPs, including pass rusher Will Anderson Jr., safety Jimmy Ward, and wide receiver Tank Dell. A note on Dell, in case you missed it, it may be a career-ending injury. Dell suffered what was termed a gruesome leg-slash-knee injury in Houston's loss to Kansas City on Saturday. Players were kneeling and weeping over Dell as he was wheeled off the field in a covered cart and transported by ambulance to a Kansas City hospital. Yesterday in the NFL, what a comeback by the Commanders.
Second and goal, 10 seconds. Daniels fires, end zone, touchdown! Jamison Crowder, preposterous!
Preposterous!
Preposterous was a perfect word. Joe Davis with the call on Fox. The magical season of Jaden Daniels continues. Down 13 entering the fourth quarter. The Commanders pull one out 36-33 over the Eagles, ending Philly's 10-game winning streak. Baseball news. Left-hander Sean Manaea decides to remain with the Mets. 3 years, $75 million. Further eroding the Orioles' options when it comes to free agent pitching. Still available, of course, Corbin Burns is out there. Roki Sasaki, the Japanese transfer. Nick Pivetta and Jack Flaherty. And by the way, the Yankees making another move yesterday, signing first baseman Paul Goldschmidt. On the ice, nice weekend for the Caps in D.C.
Forced to the boards by McMichael. Nice job on the forecheck. In tight, Protas. He scores!
Joe B. with a call on monumental defense creating offense for the Caps. And Alexi Protas gets the Caps going. 3-1 the final last night over the Kings. Caps lead the Metro by 1 point over the Devils. Have 3 games in hand. And finally, college basketball. The Terps were all over the Orange in Brooklyn.
Gillespie behind the back to Miguel from deep. Putting on a show here in Brooklyn.
Call courtesy of the ACC Network, and what a show it was, 87-60 over Syracuse. Selton Miguel, 16 of his 24 in the first half. And what about Jacoby Gillespie, the point guard, the transfer from Belmont, 17 points and 11 assists. The time now is 8:37. When we return, the race tightens up in Friday Football Pick'em.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So I know you're not the biggest sports fan in the world, so if you had to do Friday football pick 'em, you know, pick the games every week. We pick 3 games every week, or 4 games, actually. How do you think you do between you, me, Bruce, and yourself?
Well, I think that I might do fairly well because I watched a little bit of the, I have to say, the Redskins-Vikings game.
You and Sean.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I was impressed, but not surprised, because is that game, you know, the Redskins have had everything to gain from the game, right? And they did a phenomenal job. I think I would have picked the Redskins for that game. It is the season, man. It gets crazy this time of year.
Well, Sean did.
How about that?
Sean was the only one of the three of us to pick that game. Here's the bottom line. I went 2-2. Bruce went 2-2. Sean picked up a game. He went 3-1.
Nice.
So here's where we are with 2 weeks left to play. All right. Bruce leads 39-25. Oh, we all stink, by the way. Okay. But Bruce is the least stinky shirt in the closet.
Yeah.
39-25.
If you guys stink, I'm horrible.
Right. I'm in second place, 38-26, one game behind. Nice. Sean is 2 games behind, 37-23. So 39, 38, 37
see
with
that?
2 weeks to play.
See
and here's,
that?
Here's the problem, though. Those guys are going to have to mail in their ballots for the last 2 weeks.
That's right.
I don't accept mail-in ballots.
Good for you. You're a smart man, Gary.
Exactly, because you never know.
You never know what happens to that ballot. Yep,
so
exactly.
We could have a big controversy here the last 2 weeks of the year.
You could have a very big controversy and stick to it, my friend.
You don't show up, you don't get to play.
You don't show up, you don't play. You don't show up, you don't vote.
There you go.
Amen. Thank you very much, Gary, and thank you, Jill Powell, for news. It's fantastic. All right, so we're talking to our guest, Sarah, who has had experience as a volunteer in Baltimore City public schools. And Sarah, if you will, please pick it up where you left off.
We went from 2009, when she was quite young in the elementary school, when Common Core was implemented, and we fast-forwarded now, Jeff, up until around 2015, 2016, when she's in middle school. And they have a history teacher and an English teacher collaborating. So we've been discussing the English curriculum, which has been hijacked by the civil rights. And it's also weaving its way into the history class that my daughter was taking, which was actually an excellent class in so many ways. And the teacher was excellent, but she succumbed to this political ideology as well. And they had a mock debate where they had the headshots of the current candidates for that election cycle up on the wall. And my problem was, that's fine, that's good to have kids talking, but as I've mentioned before, these kids are young, they're sixth grade, what do they really know? So what caught my eye was the teachers are bragging on Facebook about having ripped one of the candidates' headshots down off the wall and talking to the kids only about the candidate that they preferred, and I'm sure you can guess if you remember history at that time.
I do.
So now the kids are pitted against each other now because they don't know anything. They've been told what to think by their teachers, not how to think. The parent body is also becoming quite divided because of this culture now that's been brought in by these teachers. A community that used to be unified is now squabbling and pitted against one another, and a kind of a tribalism type of mentality is seeping in. And where's education in all this? Where are the great books? Right? Where is history?
You just made a very profound point in that this is supposed to be education. Right. And I remember when I was in Baltimore County Public Schools, when the elections would come up, they would obviously, we'd talk about the candidates, but our task at the time, assignment, if you will, was to do research on the candidates and then present that research. And I think the other thing, Sarah, that I just find amazing is the fact that at the time, and we're only going back to 2015, and like you said, we both know who, and I think everyone in the listening audience know who the candidates were, that the teachers who were supposed to be educators took pride in tearing one, literally tearing, which is destruction of property, tearing one of the candidates off the wall and praising the other. I mean, this is insane. We're going to go to traffic and weather here in a minute, but we'll pick this up on the other side. This is just unbelievable. So, with that, let's go to the Nature Boy, Chuck Whitaker, in traffic.
Looks like a broken down vehicle on the ramp from Moravia Road right at 895. So it looks like a couple of police cars are there. It's not a big deal. Don't see any backup on the ramp at Moravia Road. Or be going on to the ramp to go north onto 895. It looks like it could be just a little bit slow right through there. Both the tunnels continue clear. No issues at all. All open both north and southbound on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, thank you very much. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. Today, it's going to be sunny, cold, high 34, overnight temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow in the morning, in the early morning on Christmas Eve, there is a possible winter weather advisory for light snow and freezing rain mix, so please be careful. But the good news is it'll be clear by the afternoon on Christmas Eve, high of 40. So let's get right back into this. Sarah, we've got a situation where it's a 2016 election. In 2015, they're talking about the candidates, but they're really not, because the teachers deem it appropriate to tear down one of the candidates, post what they're doing on Facebook, and trying to manipulate the children, which hence caused division, which the communists absolutely love. So if you will, please pick it up from there.
So my younger daughter also is coming up through the school now, and she's a few years behind, and as I told you, Jeff, I spent a lot of time volunteering in classrooms because I love to help the teachers, and they needed the help because the class sizes were so big. So I did have a lot of teachers confide in me that they were having difficulty doing their jobs because the powers that be would often implicate them as racist, for example, for wanting to hold a child back if the child was struggling with reading. You know, in our day when we were kids, if we needed to be held back, it was the teacher's expertise and professional knowledge that made that. And it was the right thing for many of us. You know, if we needed an extra year, that was... So well, I'm just it, seeing this
Yeah, okay. And think about that. It was the right thing for us, and it was the teacher having compassion for the child because the teacher saw that the child needed help. Hence, the teacher knew that helping the child would be repeating whatever grade it was so that the child could learn, then be up to speed. I mean, it was all to benefit the student or the child, if you will, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
So there's just this kind of overall kind of blanket of oppression, I feel, over education as a whole. And but going back to my older daughter, who's a few years ahead in terms of grades, she was really, really kind of getting frustrated trying to do her assignments at night because she would say to me, "Mom, I know what the teacher wants me to write, but this is what I really want to write." And I really encouraged her to do what she felt was best and write what she really thought. But we had to really sit down to get down to what she really thought, because these teachers now are exerting their power and their influence over my child's mind and telling them, you know, what to think and not how to think. So that was my husband and I's mission, you know, to work with our kids. And at that point, we should have homeschooled. I think homeschooling is something you have to start when Amen. They're really young. Amen. You can't just switch gears on kids.
Sure,
They're in a school. They're in a school. They're with their friends. They don't want to just leave that social network. So
in other words, what you're saying at this point, your daughter's spending what the average school day is 5 or 6 hours, give or take a little bit. So your daughter gets up, has breakfast, goes to school from, let's just say, 8:30 until 3, comes home, attempts to work on her homework, you know, and what you and your husband as good parents had to do at that point was not necessarily just assist with whatever the assignment was. You had to literally, if you will, deprogram your daughter back mm-hmm. to what the core values and belief of your family is that is being manipulated every single day at school.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
So fast forward, 8th grade English, they implement the same kind of curriculum with a brochure, which I actually sent to you. I sent you photographs of. And the pamphlet, the first page reads, "What We Believe, a Black Lives Matter Principles Book." And this sent me through. I just saw this, and I said, here we go again. This is not English. I'm an open-minded person, but this is not English. Where are the books that I read as a kid? Why are we studying this again? This is not what I believe or what my family believes. And furthermore, don't tell me what we believe.
Right.
I know what I believe.
Right.
So I, you know, the other book they had to read shortly thereafter was The Hate U Give. Which was an okay book and an okay movie. Once again, I tried.
Well, wait. I can probably speak for a lot of people. I don't even know what The Hate U Give is. And I am being very forthright and honest with you right now, Sarah. What is The Hate U Give? Please just elaborate on that a little bit, and then we've got to go to break.
It was just another sort of common theme, themed book that the teachers were putting forth on the struggles of the black culture and law enforcement. I don't remember all the details now. It was made later into a movie. My point is, it was a decent enough movie, and it was a decent enough book. However,
all right, hold that thought, because we have to go to break, but hold that thought, and we'll pick it up right after the break. So we'll be right back.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front. No managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it. We sell it. You profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145-330.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. If you're interested in the Patriot Club of America, you can visit us at PatriotClubUSA.com, PatriotClubUSA.com. Also, if you need to reach me, I can be reached at jmcdonald162@comcast.net, jmcdonald162@comcast.net. We are joined by Sarah, who is a mother and was obviously a wife and a mother, and who was a longtime volunteer and committee member in the Baltimore City Public Schools. And we have now gotten to the point where her oldest daughter is in high school. And Sarah, you are giving us some very, very good information. So please continue.
So going back to the eighth grade English language arts curriculum and the Black Lives Matter principles pamphlet that was handed out, within that pamphlet are listed the 13 Black Lives Matter guiding principles, one of which is queer affirming and transgender affirming, freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking.
No, that's okay.
To create a queer-affirming network. Now, this is...
All right, hang tight. I apologize. You've got to hold that thought. We had two quick breaks. We got to go to traffic. So let's go right now to the one and only Chuck Whitaker for traffic. And, Chuck, I want to let you know it's been an absolute pleasure working with you this morning.
It's always fun. Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
You here tomorrow?
I am here all week. Are you here tomorrow?
I'm here tomorrow. I'm back Friday.
Well, then you... Oh, good. Then you and I will continue this fun and games together.
Yes, we will.
All right.
We'll make it another day.
We will. If they let me in the door tomorrow.
Yeah, if the door's locked, you know something went wrong.
Exactly.
The outer loop at Eastern Avenue, is a report of a wreck there. I have not seen it yet, but it's reported as minor with Baltimore County and possibly now state police checking on that. I'm just looking at the camera now. If it's there, not creating any big problems right now. And the rest of the beltway is fine. The travel overall is really good. All the major interstates are open. There was a report 15, 20 minutes ago there might be an incident near the ramp at the Route 50 and the interchange at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, you and I will continue our wonderful stories tomorrow. And again, I want to let you know it's an absolute pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Same here. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, brother. All right, today in the Baltimore and surrounding areas, it will be sunny, cold, high 34. Overnight temperatures tonight will be in the 20s, so dress accordingly. Tomorrow, possible winter weather advisory for light snow and a freezing rain mix. But the good news is on Christmas Eve, it'll be clear by the afternoon, high of 44. Sarah, I welcome you back. This has been great information. We've had to take a lot of breaks, and we're moving through things, and we're going to have to wrap this in a couple of minutes. I am going to give you a call later because I'm going to try to get you back because there's so much other things you have to talk about. So if we can sort of let's try to wrap up your daughter's experience in the Baltimore City schools.
Okay, so just to wrap up that pamphlet, another of the guiding principles was disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Okay, and I'll stop there, Jeff, because that, for me, is the crux of the whole thing. Breaking down the nuclear family, which we've seen if we've been paying attention in the last 6 years or so, an attack on the nuclear family is kind of what this has been about. the encroachment of Marxist communist principles, the breaking down of our free speech rights. The United States is a very welcoming, loving, tolerant environment, and I think these activists within our school systems who've been trying to go against what we parents at home are trying to instill in our children is really what it is all about. It's also crept into higher ed. I work in higher ed. You see on the electronic billboards what we are and are not allowed to say. We're supposed to replace our known language with, you know, husband, wife, daughter, son, for example, with, you know, more gender, you know, gender inclusive prescribed pronouns.
Wait. Slow down.
Yeah.
You just really sparked me. You are now working, when you say higher ed, I am going to speculate that you're talking about our college campuses, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so slowly repeat what you just said is on the campus of a higher ed, if you want to call it that, institution in the Baltimore area on the electronic bulletin board.
So there are gender inclusive prescribed language suggestions on the electronic billboard as to what we are and are not allowed to say. For example, if you have a husband or a wife, those words are no longer preferred. You're supposed to use pronouns or words that are much less specific to biological female versus biological male. So that's just an affront on my First Amendment rights. I don't wish to be told what I can or cannot say. I've been calling my husband since the day we married. I'm not going to change that up.
And how long have you been married?
We've been married since 2002.
Okay, so since 2002. Ladies and gentlemen, think about this. And Sarah, let's think about this real quick as we wrap this up. And I'd love to have you back because I know you have so much more to talk about. Since the dawn of time, husband and wife. Sarah's been married since 2002. And look how quickly and expeditiously they are trying to tear down the nuclear family. Sarah, we have to leave it at that, but I want to thank you. I wanted to give you time. I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning, and you have experienced all of this firsthand. Therefore, I'd like to ask you back, and you can think about it if you would come back.
Of course.
Okay, I will be in touch with you. I've got a button up because we are coming up to the top of the hour. But I want to thank you so much, Sarah. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah has experiences not only in the Baltimore City public schools, but as she's just alluded, she also has experience on our, and I'm air quoting, in the studio, Institutes of Higher Learning. So Sarah, if you'll be willing, I'm on all week, so if you'd be willing to come back, I think we need to pick this conversation up again.
Oh, sure, of course.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. Thank you for being a strong mother bear. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what we need to continue our one nation under God. Sarah, thank you so much. Have a great day. I will be
in
touch.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeff. Have a great day and Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas to you. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, the entire morning we have been talking about not only the history of our country, I played the John Adam cut of Give Me a Free Country. I want to thank you all very much for taking the time to listen today. I hope you enjoyed the show and the information that we have shared to enlighten you. I want to thank you very much, Christian, for a great job.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore.